From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Tensions build on the Korean Peninsula. South Korean defense officials say the North has again test-launched more missiles that could one day be capable of reaching far-off U.S. military bases in Asia and the Pacific. Two suspected powerful intermediate-range North Korean missiles failed to launch Thursday, bringing the total to three apparent failures in recent weeks. Jonathan Miller is the East Asia Fellow at the East-West Institute.
A lot of times you're not overly surprised when you see this now from North Korea. Can't say that there was a lot of surprise.
The reports of the North Korean launch failures come ahead of a major North Korean ruling party meeting next week, where leader Kim Jong-un is likely to place his stamp forcibly on a government he inherited after his dictator father's death in 2011. Vice President Joe Biden made a surprise visit to Iraq Thursday. He's there to implore the country's leaders to resolve a crippling political crisis that has hindered efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. The White House didn't disclose Biden's itinerary, but said he would meet with Iraqi leadership to stress national unity and discuss the campaign against extremists. A wave of airstrikes and shelling killed more than 60 people in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. At least 27 people died at a hospital operated by the charity group Doctors Without Borders. The UN envoy for Syria appealed early Thursday on the U.S. and Russia to help revive peace talks and a ceasefire, which he said hangs by a thread. This is VOA News. In the U.S. race for the White House, struggling presidential candidate Ted Cruz and his running mate, Carly Fiorina, a one-time political foe, are facing an uphill climb to beat Donald Trump for the Republican Party nomination. Cruz, who badly trails Trump in the race for the nomination. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump mocked Cruz for selecting a running mate at all, saying he has no way of getting the required delegates total to secure the nomination.
He is the first presidential candidate in the history of this country who's mathematically eliminated from becoming president who chose a vice presidential candidate. Okay? It's a record.
Trump is eyeing a one-on-one battle now with Hillary Clinton, who is close to securing the Democratic Party nomination. Clinton, who is also sensing a showdown with Trump, has been quick to turn his own words against him every chance she gets. 2.5 years of civil war have destroyed South Sudan's economy. Now the country's leaders say they need urgent international support to rebuild and restore peace. But that may be complicated, as Jason Patinkin reports for VOA from Juba.
When South Sudan gains independence in 2011, its oil wealth made its government one of the richest in East Africa. But now, after more than 2 years of war, it is among the poorest. President Salva Kiir and former rebel leader Riek Machar are meant to form a transitional government this week aimed at ending the war. But there is not enough money to keep the new government going. Mariel Owau, an economics professor at the University of Juba, says the new government will need direct budget support to stay afloat.
We are coming out of the war. We are settling people. We are setting up institutions.
Kiir and Machar are asking the international community, including the International Monetary Fund, to help with such resources. Whether budget support arrives is partly the decision of foreign donors like the United States, Britain, and Norway. Those three countries say they will support the transitional government, but they are wary of corruption and funds being used to fuel more fighting. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Juba.
Buddhist monks have joined several hundred protesters outside the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar to demand it stop using the term Rohingya to refer to a Muslim ethnic minority group. The protesters insisted the group be called Bengali and be regarded as illegal migrants from Bangladesh. The families of many members of the minority have lived in Myanmar for generations. Myanmar does not officially recognize the Rohingya as an ethnic group and denies most of them citizenship and basic rights. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.